Good morning. It is 8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gunn, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. You thinking about Christmas gifts still? Well, here is something you should be thinking about. I'm just looking at all the different things that that you can do, and this is just a small amount of different things with Lux Blocks. The owner, the founder, Michael Achera, joining us here this morning. Michael, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, Tom. Great to be here.
Thanks so much for coming in with us here this morning. I want to make sure I'm telling you, I was telling you the story off the air that my son Aaron had you for an art teacher at Steele School a little while ago.
Back in 98, probably.
Yeah. Yep. And he'll be 31 in March. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, I remember him coming home and, showing me how you taught him to do drawings. I was like, wow, that seems like it's so simple to do something that's so cool, and I didn't realize that. And you were kind of telling me that this is kind of the idea behind Lux Blocks.
Yeah, it all kind of grows out of the same problem. How do you do more and more with less and less? And the drawing lessons I was giving the kids at Steele School were based on Renaissance drawing ideas, because back in the 1600s, Leonardo, Raphael, and Michelangelo all died like within 50 years. All three Ninja Turtles died, right? So this one family, the Carracci family, was kind of freaking out in Bologna about what are we going to do now that all their geniuses are dead? And so they figured out a way to teach young Italian children how to draw at a really high level, just with basic handwriting skills. And I read that book and I was like, I'm going to teach kids in the inner city first, and then I moved to Galesburg and Galesburg kids.
All right. Well, talk about your background. You're obviously an art teacher, but where did you study, and what kind of got you into all this?
Well, I grew up in a construction family in Chicago. Italian-American carpenters. My grandfather was, my dad was. And so I grew up in a job site. I just knew about carpentry, and I loved it. I went to school to be an aeronautical engineer. I did 2 years of that. Sucked at that. So I ended up with a scholarship to go to Knox, and then I ended up being an art major. I say ended up because I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I kind of migrated towards art and drawing because I always drew. And so, but I was a weird kind of art major because even though I was drawing a lot, I was still thinking about buildings. And I was a big fan of Buckminster Fuller, the guy who invented the geodesic dome, like Epcot Center.
Okay.
And he was kind of one of those weird guys too. It was kind of like a mixture of science and engineer, or I should say engineer and artist. So I left Knox. I moved to a hut in the woods in Maine for 2 years and lived in a yurt, a wooden yurt. And I studied pine cones and dissected animals, and I was like doing the whole Leonardo thing, trying to get back to like how does nature put itself together? I'm a geek, you know. And so, and I came out of the woods with this idea about structure. I met my wife again because we knew each other at Knox. We dated. We used to go up to Wisconsin to Taliesin Frank Lloyd Wright's home and studio. He's dead now, but it's a museum now. And we go up there and soak in all the beauty and the nature. And we found a book called Inventing Kindergarten, written by a guy named Brosterman. And I didn't know kindergarten. Did you know kindergarten was invented?
I did not.
Yeah, it was invented by some German guy named Froebel.
Really?
He was a friend of Montessori. And the invention of kindergarten, he was a scientist, and he wanted to bring these little kids these ideas of nature and structures and minerals in playthings called the gifts. And this was like 150, 200 years ago. I'm like, well, Heather, we know so much about the 20th century now, you know, that he wouldn't have known back then that we can give kids as a plaything in their hands. And that's what we wanted to do.
You know, I'm going to go back to when you talked about spending the time in Maine in a yurt.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. But like studying, for instance, pine cones, I'm thinking, okay, looking at Lux Blocks, and you could make it in the shape one, but was that part of you're kind of just looking at the way things are constructed, even in nature, and that and how you can do things and
right.
Know,
and there's a reason,
I guess, artificially.
Yeah, it's a good word, artificial. There's a reason why our houses don't look like things we see on the beach or in the forest. You know, and people say, oh, bees and wasps must be so smart because look, they can make those nests that are hexagons. Well, they're not because they're smart. It's because they're working with the physical constraints of nature, okay? So when you notice when you drive in a car, you're driving behind a truck with a bunch of pipes in the back of it, and those pipes are stacked or tennis balls are stacked, they make those hexagonal patterns. Those are the constraints of nature. If we wanted kids to have those constraints when they're playing, a company like Lego uses brick technology. Brick art's been around for probably 10,000 years. It's reliable, right? But nature never does it that way. And there's a reason, because nature has different kinds of constraints. So we wanted to give kids those kind of constraints so they could have that natural engineering experience.
Well, and so here comes Lux Blocks. And that's the thing, like you're not limited with Legos, but somewhat. And I got to tell you, what my 8-year-old does, he will take the Legos and whatever the model of whatever, you know, somebody will get him, like, okay, it's the Batmobile or something. He'll make that. then he's done with it. He doesn't care. I know there are some kids, though, that will take them. They'll just take them and just build other random things. But you're I think, somewhat limited. But when it comes to Lux Blocks, oh, my goodness, it's unlimited, the shapes and ways that you can do things. Let's talk a little bit. You got so many different samples.
Yeah, I brought you some examples. These are our fidget flexors. These are our most popular item. And you'll hear the click.
Okay.
Right? And what it does is, they move like a ballerina's plie or like the knuckles on our hand. This is the linky level of engineering. It's a jointed structure. Okay? So, again, we love Lego, too. Lego's high brick art. This is not brick art. It's a different kind of experience. This is more akin to what Elon Musk is doing with his rockets. We're trying to make a light rocket by bending things. So here's what I mean. When you see those silos in Illinois with the grain in them, if you go up close to a grain silo, you see that metal, it's sheet metal. But what do we do with sheet metal to make it strong?
I don't know. We put it in a circle. We bend it.
Called, you know what that's called?
Yeah. No.
It's called corrugation.
Okay.
Yeah, so corrugated metal, right?
Okay, I wasn't expecting to learn today.
I know. Yeah, I wasn't either. I was taken aback.
Well, yeah, and that corrugation concept, it's a trade term, but really it's a scientific principle. Okay. So kids make a fabric out of Lux Blocks. Oftentimes kids make clothes out of it. But the minute you fold it, it gets rigid. Okay? So it's a very different experience than other kinds of experiences kids have, where they can have something that's squishy, but the minute they fold it, like origami, it becomes rigid. So they can make a rocket that's basically a prism. It's hollow in the middle. Almost all the vehicles we make are all hollow. They're cage structures, okay? Just like our cells in our body are cage structures. So that's the level nature's already working in. So we just wanted to expose kids to that. But it's also super fun. So like when you make a little sea turtle, it's a sea turtle, right? And it has the same geometry of a sea turtle, and it's a blast.
Well, I'm looking at the rocket here. I guess part of also what you want in the process of this, that, and I guess maybe the same with Legos, kids are actually learning without knowing they're learning.
It's probably the highest form of learning because they're at the creative level. So they're in the zone, they say. They talk about being in the zone. And so their brain is completely activated. And they're also in their play imagination, too. So it's not just they're building something as an exercise. That thing is on an adventure with that thing. They're making a novel in their head. So if they could have kids do that in school, our test scores would just skyrocket.
Absolutely.
Because most kids are just in prison, right, in school.
Yeah. Michael Acera is joining us. He is the founder, the owner of Lux Blocks. And, man, what a wonderful, wonderful product. So you've spent a lot of time. You've been on the road quite a bit. You've been national.
Like that song, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, you just got back from New York, but you've been on Fox News, ABC
News.
Boy,
am I tired. Yeah. So I was on Fox News last year about this time, and that was just a lark that came out of the blue. That somebody called us up and said they're with a manufacturing association of Made in America, and they said they want some toy makers, American toy makers. I'm like, yeah, there's only like four of us. Everything's made in China.
Yeah.
And so they had me, they said, could you come, Saturday morning? And this was Wednesday. So I had a rent a van. I drove straight there. They wanted a big exhibit on the mall there, right by the studio.
Wow.
So I brought the Empire State Building, which is 14 feet tall. And it was crazy. It was a
good
weekend for Lux
Blocks. Today's show, Good Morning America, Fox and Friends, as we mentioned, New York Magazine.
Don't forget Paula Sands.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta love her.
Can't forget Paula Sands Live. Yeah. Absolutely. So you've been all over the place. So people are learning more and more about you. So as far as Lux Blocks itself, when did the idea come, and when did you actually start and take it from being an idea to a company?
Well, it started started in the prototyping stage in probably 2012, 13, and we had been running these youth organizations like the Cub Scouts over Costa School, then the Young Marines, which was something we started here in Galesburg, which is co-ed, and we turned our garage, it used to be an art studio, into a makerspace. And so the kids were taking Lego and springs and all these different kinds of science kits and making toys as a project. And the discovery came during then of how to make a hinge, the Lux hinge. And we patented that. And one of the kids, this 15-year-old German kid, Daniel, who immigrated here with his family, he became our draftsman. And it was like a family affair. It was all happening on Prairie Street. And we had kids come to our place and test the product. And we launched in 2015 in Charlotte.
Wow.
At a trade show.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about, if people are interested, where can you purchase Lux Blocks?
Well, I've got some news.
This is a
news item. So WGIL35 will get you 35% off at our Lux, at our website, and it's LuxBlocks, LuxBlocks.com. But you could also, I know it's late, you can walk to our place or drive. It's 262 North Prairie Street on the railroad tracks, the old Anderson Cleaners on Prairie, right in downtown Galesburg. And if you go there in the morning, 9 to 12, Corey will be there. She's our chief elf, and she will sell you anything you want, and it'll be all 35% off. So you can have the stocking stuffers for Christmas.
Absolutely. That's so cool. Yeah. Well, we both got kids, and We would. I would have a blast. You know, Lego, again, Legos are okay, but you're way more limited. This is just so cool. And I mean, if you get a look at all the things that that Michael's made and brought. So did you actually put all these together, or do you have some of your
some of these things were on Good Morning America. We just got the box back from that. So this rocket was on Good Morning. This was on Good Morning. This is our Mega Flexor. This was Good Morning America. So, yeah, we just got a box back from them a couple days ago. I'm like, I'll just grab the GMA stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but we have a shelf in our studio in our business where you can see all the different products and when it's organized.
Okay.
And but these are just examples of what I was talking about. Like a kid, this is made out of squares. But you want to describe what that you're looking at here?
You mentioned Disney and the Geodome there, almost like that.
Yeah, it's like it's a dodecahedron, which is Leonardo's favorite.
A what?
A dodecahedron.
You got that? You didn't know that?
The dodecahedron.
So basically, the squares are lined in little pentagons, and they make 12 of those. Uh-huh. They'll make this it's like a soccer ball. This is triangles that are trigon, and this is called a bucky ball, and this is the same geometry as like COVID virus. So, you know, virus, really microscopically small things get really symmetrical.
Yeah.
Right? So they make little balls and stuff with spikes on them. Mm-hmm. So, and that, again, the kids don't have to know they're making a virus, but here, feel this in your hand. Tell me what that feels like. Just go ahead and bend it in your hand. Tell me what it feels like. Isn't that crazy? That's the same plastic as Lego, but you wouldn't know it, right?
But you would have no idea. The way it bends and that's pretty amazing.
It's a pliable fabric. Yeah.
Well, and it looks like there's basically two different kinds.
Two shapes.
Okay.
Squares and triangles. And nature's mostly made out of those shapes. So, again, we're trying to do more and more with less and less.
Right.
Wow, that's really amazing. I want to play some more.
Well, you're lucky.
Pry that away from Tom when this is over.
You're all getting fidget flexors today.
Oh, right.
You know, in Illini colors.
So all right.
Gets
even
one,
better.
Tom
even
gets
better.
One, and you give your boss one if you want.
All right. Well, pretty cool stuff. Pretty amazing. All right. Michael is here, and now I've broken a piece off. I know it's not broken. It'll go back together. It'll snap back together here. I just got to figure
out
how.
Yeah, they're little hinges. You put the egg in the nest.
Okay,
snaps right in. It makes a hinge.
Snapping that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's really easy.
And we say kids 6 and up.
I was going
to
say,
can give it to
age?
A 4-year-old. Yeah. I've seen 4-year-olds tile their moms slower with these things, but it makes your fingers stronger. So, but we say 6 and up just so people don't get angry. Say, my 4-year-old couldn't figure it out, but a lot of kids, you know, could figure
and,
it out.
And, you know, helps with a little bit with the dexterity and everything as
absolutely.
Well, too.
Absolutely.
Wow, mm-hmm. This is really, really amazing. So is there any what you sell? Is there anything or any directions on how to make certain things, or you just
we grudgingly put directions in everything we make?
Yeah,
because really it's more for the parents and the grandparents' heart rate. You know, they want to know that they can. But really, kids are in their own private Idaho within seconds with these things. So they might build what the model is, but they're really, because when you're playing with it, you can see it's like interesting. It's like an instant dinosaur head. It's instant
right,
rocket.
Yeah, exactly.
So the kids are usually doing their own thing right away.
Yeah. Oh, pretty amazing stuff. Lux Blocks, and again. If you go online to Lux Blocks, is it Lux Blocks?
LuxBlox.com.
All right.
Yeah.
And WGIL 35. Mm-hmm. You get a discount. And so, you did pay.
At checkout. Everything you buy, it's the discounts for the sale. So anything you buy when you go to checkout is 30% off on the sale. Your items.
Order. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. And and of course, I don't know if you knew, Christmas is coming this weekend.
So hot on our heels.
This is really, really cool. Well, my gosh. Well, Michael, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on what you're doing, and what's next for the company. Where do we go from here?
We're sticking around.
Yeah.
You know, people say you should make this in China. And we're like, not gonna make it in China.
Yeah.
So we love Galesburg's been so good for
you
us.
You make more of those COVID balls if you make it there, right?
Exactly. Right. No, we love making it here. Electronics are coming this year, and I got a few things I can't talk about, but we got some cool surprises coming.
All right. Well, we'd love to get you back in, talk about when you got new stuff coming out, what you're doing. Michael Lucero, owner and founder of Lux Blocks, along with his wife, Heather. This is it's such a really cool thing, and we are so happy that you guys are here in Galesburg.
Well, we're happy, and I want you to know people in Galesburg are really happy you guys are here, because now that we don't have the newspaper as much anymore, you guys are it, and we love you.
Yeah, when Tyler and I give nothing but great information.
I love to hear how much I'm loved.
You're loved. All right. Believe it. Yeah.
Michael,
keep it up.
Well, thank you again so much. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Tom. Thank you.